Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Yowoo Ranger podcast, where we provide podcasts that will enlighten your understanding of Yahweh and his plan for mankind's salvation and eternal life. For more information, please be sure to visit yahweh.org and yowooranger.com. In the New Testament book of the Hebrew text of John, Vatican Manuscript Hebraico 100, there is a seeming anomaly regarding the burial and anointing of the body of Yahushua the Messiah. The Hebrew text suggests that the burial of Yahushua's body by Joseph of Arimathea occurred during the late afternoon of Abib 14. Later, he returned on Abib 15, sometime after sunset, with Nicodemus to anoint the body. This circumstance would contradict the Greek texts, which have both events occurring during the late afternoon of Abib 14 before sunset. The relevant passage of John 19, verses 38 through 39, when translated from the Greek and Hebrew texts, is as follows. The Greek text has, "After this, Joseph of Arimathea, who was a disciple of Yahushua, but secretly for fear of the Jews, asked Pilate that he might take away the body of Yahushua, and Pilate gave him leave. So he came and took away his body. Nicodemus also, who had at first come to him by night, came bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pounds weight. They took the body of Yahushua and bound it in linen cloths with the spices, as is the burial custom of the Jews." The Hebrew text has, "After these things, Joseph of Arimathea, who remained hidden for fear of the Jews, because he was a disciple of Yahushua, asked Pilate that he would give permission to take Yahushua from the cross. And Pilate permitted to him. Then Joseph came with Nicodemus to Yahushua in the night, bringing a mixture of myrrh, about 100 pounds. They took the body of Yahushua, bound it in linen cloths, and anointed the body with precious ointments, as is the custom of the Jews to embalm." It is evident that the Hebrew text has Joseph and Nicodemus return to the tomb after sunset, at night, to anoint Yahushua's body with precious ointments. This also means that this occurred on Abib 15. This study will proceed with the premise that the Hebrew text, which renders the events to occur on Abib 14 and 15, is correct. With the foundation that the Hebrew text is accurate, this study will provide scriptural evidence which will prove, without any doubt, that the day of Passover, Abib 14, is a high Sabbath and the first day of the seven-day festival of Passover and unleavened bread. We will first establish that the meal that Yahushua the Messiah ate at the beginning of Abib 14 was the authentic Passover meal. In the late afternoon of Abib 13, Yahushua and his disciples make ready to prepare and eat their last Passover meal together. Of this event, in Matthew and Mark, we read the following. The Greek text has, "But prote, before, the unleavened bread, the disciples came to Yahushua, saying to him, 'Where will you have us prepare your eating of the Passover?'" Matthew 26, verse 17. The Hebrew text has, "And Rashun, former day of Passover, the disciples came and said to him, 'In what place do you want that we prepare the Passover?'" Matthew 26, verse 17. The Greek text has, "And the day prote, before, the unleavened bread, at which time they killed the Passover, the disciples said to him, 'Where do you wish us to go so that we can prepare at that place the eating of the Passover?'" Mark 14, verse 12. The Hebrew text has, "And the Rashun, former day of the unleavened bread, when they prepared the Passover, the disciples said to him, 'Where do you want that we go and prepare the Passover for you that you may eat?'" Mark 14, verse 12. Next, it will be established that the Passover meal took place after sunset, dusk, or twilight, at the beginning of Abib 14. The Greek text has, "And upsias, dusk, having occurred, he, Yahushua, reclined with the 12, and as they were eating, he said, 'Truly I say to you, that one from you will deliver me up.'" Matthew 26, verses 20 through 21. The Hebrew text has, "And when it was Arab, evening, dusk, he sat by the table to eat with his 12 disciples. And while they were eating, he said to them, "Truly I say to you that one of you will betray me." Matthew 26, verses 20 through 21. The Greek text has, "An upsias, dusk, having occurred, he, Yahushua, came with the 12. And as they were reclining and eating, Yahushua said, 'Truly I say to you, that one from you will deliver me up, who is eating with me.'" Mark 14, verses 17 through 18. And the Hebrew text has, "And when it was Arab evening, dusk, Yahushua came with the 12 disciples. And while they were reclining, Yahushua said to them, 'Truly I say to you, that one of you who eats with me will betray me.'" Mark 14, 17 through 18. Undoubtedly, scriptures firmly establish that Yahushua and his disciples did, in fact, eat the Passover meal. And as they were reclining and eating, Yahushua said, "Truly I say to you, that one from out of you who is eating with me will deliver me up." Greek, Mark 14, verse 18. And while they were reclining, Yahushua said to them, "Truly I say to you, that one of you who eats with me will betray me." Hebrew, Mark 14, 18. Our next step is to establish the day of the week the Passover meal took place. Assisting us is the story found in Luke 24, after giving the account of the women coming back to the tomb of Yahushua on the first day of the week, Sunday, just before daybreak, and finding the tomb empty, verses 1 through 8. It continues by saying that the women immediately went to the apostles and other disciples to report their findings, verses 9 through 10. These people disbelieved the women, but Kef rose up and went to the tomb to see for himself. Finding their testimony true, he returned home wondering about what had happened, verses 11 through 12. We next read, "And behold, two of them, the disciples, were going on the same day, Sunday, to a village being 60 furlongs distant from Jerusalem, which is named Emmaus, and they were conversing with one another about all these things which had taken place." Luke 24, verses 13 through 14. "Therefore, the conversation between the two men was on the same day, Sunday, that the Messiah was raised, which occurred on the first day of the week. Moreover, their discussion shows that this journey happened after the women had reported the empty tomb to the disciples, and therefore in the daylight hours of that first day. While these two men were walking along, the resurrected Yahushua drew near and began walking with them. Their eyes being kept from seeing that it was Yahushua, Yahushua asked them why they appeared so downcast. They responded by discussing the great events which took place in Jerusalem. And answering, the one whose name was Cleopas said to him, 'You sojourn alone in Jerusalem and have not known the things which are come to pass in it, Jerusalem, in these days?' And he, Yahushua, said to them, 'What things?' And they said to him, 'The things concerning Yahushua the Nazarene, who was a man, a prophet, mighty in deed and word before Elohim and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him up to judgment of death and put him upon a stake. We were hoping it was he who was about to redeem Israel. But indeed, with all these things, today is the third day after which these things came to pass.'" Luke 24, 18 through 21. "Therefore, today, being the same day that Yahushua was resurrected, that is the first day of the week, Sunday, was the third day after which the Messiah was put on a stake and murdered." This important story continues by relating how Yahushua chastised the men for being slow to trust in the things spoken of by the prophets, and how it was needful for the Messiah to suffer and to enter into his glory. As Yahushua recited to them various passages from scriptures concerning himself, they came close to the village to which the two men were traveling, and Yahushua appeared to be going farther still. And they constrained him, saying, "Abide with us, for it is pros esperon, toward twilight, and the day has declined," and he entered in to abide with them. Luke 24, verse 29. This portion of the text demonstrates that when the above comment was made, that today was the third day after which these things came to pass, it occurred just prior to sunset, that is, late afternoon of the same day, Sunday. With this information in hand, one can calculate back from the third day after, which was Sunday, Abib 17, bringing us to the first day after the death and burial of Yahushua. This takes us to the afternoon of Friday, the first day after which these things came to pass. Therefore, the day when these things came to pass is Thursday afternoon of Abib 14. Also, when one calculates for the years 30 to 33 CE, to when Passover, Abib 14, occurred during a Wednesday night and Thursday day, the result is the year 30 CE. We can now address the chronology of Yahushua's death and burial with the proper framework. As mentioned previously, the Hebrew text has the burial occur just before sunset, during the afternoon of Abib 14. This would be late afternoon Thursday. Two scenarios are now presented. Scenario 1, which is Yahushua's sequence. 1. Abib 14 is the first day of the 7-day festival of Passover and Unleavened Bread, Abib 14 through 20. The 24-hour day consisting of Wednesday night and Thursday day was a high Sabbath. Yahushua partook of the Passover meal on Wednesday night. He was put to death and was buried just before sunset on Thursday afternoon. On Abib 15, Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus came to the tomb Thursday night after sunset to anoint Yahushua's body. The 24-hour day consisting of Thursday night and Friday day was not a high Sabbath, but a preparation day for the weekly Sabbath of Abib 16. This day is also the second day of the festival of Passover and Unleavened Bread. Next is Scenario 2, which is the Pharisaic sequence. Abib 14 was a preparation day for the 7-day Jewish festival of Unleavened Bread, Abib 15 through 21. This day would not be a high Sabbath. It is concluded that Yahushua incorrectly partook of the Passover meal Wednesday night. He was put to death and was buried just before sunset on Thursday afternoon. This day was the Jewish preparation for the high Sabbath of Abib 15. On Abib 15, Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus came to the tomb Thursday night, after sunset, a Jewish high Sabbath, to anoint Yahushua's body. The complete 24-hour day consisting of Thursday night and Friday day would be the Jewish high Sabbath. The very next day, Abib 16, was the weekly Sabbath. Abib 15 was also the first day of the festival of Unleavened Bread. This finishes part one of our podcast, Abib 14, Passover is a High Sabbath. Be sure to continue with part 2, where we will provide more evidence establishing that Abib 14 is indeed a High Sabbath. Also, for information regarding the Festival of Passover and Unleavened Bread, please refer to the Passover topics and study at yahwehranger.com. May Yahweh be with you on your journey to discovering Yahweh's truth.